From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, President Trump suggested, via Twitter, that he could slap a tax on European cars sold in the U.S. It started last week when the president said the U.S. will levy tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum to protect domestic producers. EU officials promised to respond with tariffs of their own on iconic American car products like bourbon, blue jeans, Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Here with us to discuss is Ian Bremmer. He's the founder of the Eurasia Group, a global risk consultancy. So, Ian, what are you telling clients about the possibility of a trade war?
Well, first, I'm telling them that the level of follow-through and consistency from Trump, given history of tweets, is less than consistent. But there's no question that this is an issue that Trump has been consistent on. He's been looking for reasons to put tariffs more broadly against countries that the United States has deficits with. And so absolutely, this is going to be a market negative.
But at the same time that we heard President Trump tweeting about these new taxes on cars from Europe, we also heard from a Trump advisor who said that while countries won't be excluded from these tariffs, some companies could apply for an exemption. Does that ease your concern at all?
There were actual conversations between Trump's trade team and the Canadians and the Mexicans in the last couple of weeks where they were privately told that specifically friendly countries would be excluded from these tariffs, and that's now changed. There's enormous inconsistency. Companies aren't the ones that decide on trade policy internationally. Countries do. So the fact that Trump or some of Trump's team might be talking about, well, there's some companies that are friendly that might not get the same treatment, is not really going to change the attitude we see politically from the European Union or from other countries around the world that would be negatively affected by the imposition of these tariffs.
What are you expecting in terms of reactions from China, from other trading partners?
The good news is the Chinese have expected this. I've sat down with Chinese officials in the past couple of months, and they absolutely have been prepared for specifically these steel and aluminum measures. And the response, the Chinese don't want a trade war, is going to be very carefully calibrated. With allies, it is more problematic because they've all been concerned that the Trump administration doesn't support multilateral trade. He pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And so, you know, you have allies all over the world that have already been hedging away from the United States and moving towards both self-reliance and other countries like the Chinese who are writing checks.
Ian Bremmer with the Eurasia Group. Thanks for chatting.
My pleasure.